This is Reuven Levy. We're learning together, B'shat Hashem, the book Gan HaShalom, Garden of Peace by Rav Shalom Arush, Guide to a Happy and Fulfilled Marriage. B'shat Hashem, we should all merit such wonderful things. Tov, we're in the Hebrew version, page 181, and we are learning at the moment about the need for Hakarat HaTov, appreciation, importance of not taking our wives for granted, and not taking for granted not only what they do for us, cooking, cleaning, tidying, but also the fact that they put up with us, all our shtiyot, all our nonsense, all our ups, all our downs, the fact that I don't treat her really like I should treat her. She's a princess, she's a queen. I sometimes forget that. I forget to treat my wife in a way that she actually deserves to be treated. So, a lot of hakarat hatov, a lot of appreciation I need to have for my wife. Anyway, so we're talking about that topic. Avarish writes as follows. Jehine b'inyan zeh shel hakarat hatov. On this subject of appreciation. Allo la adam le support sheyuchal lekayem et zeh v'ahlata. A person should not expect that he can simply accept hakarat hatov, appreciation, by a decision. You can't go home after listening to this shiur and say, you know what, that's a good idea, I hear, I agree, right, that's it, from now on I'm going to be appreciative. I've decided that you're right, and I've now got it, and that's it, I'm now going to be free. Shouldn't expect that you should just be able to take it like that. Elohu hayav the targelat and zek pshuto. However, rather his obligation is to practice, to accustom himself to this Kapshuto, in simplicity. The Hainu, that means. Lakacha machberet, take a book, notebook. Belirishomba, and write down in it. Et hatovot yehu matzliach lizkor. Write down in it the good things that you succeed in remembering. Sheishto oselo, that your wife does for you. Vehu yu'er, and then you'll see. Sheafilu im yirishom rak chelek katan. Even if you succeed in writing down only a small portion from the good things that your wife does for you, already the book will be full. Even if you only write down a few of the things, you'll see that it's full. If you really want to please your wife, you should show it to her. She'll like that very much.
Too bright. We're too shocking.
Generating our own. The emir tzelir shomako, and if you manage to succeed in writing down everything, then you'll actually need many, many books. And after that, you need to review these good things. Lavor leishto lagidla, and then come to your wife and tell her. At osa bishvili tovazu, you do for me this good thing. Or tovazu, but tovazu, and tell her all the things, all the good things that she does for you. Toda rabalach alakol, thank you very much on everything you do for me. Toda rabalach Hashem shnatan li otach, thank you very much to Hashem that He gave me you. Natan li et kol atovot alala derakecha, and He gave me all of this good stuff through you. Showing appreciation. Badai zu hanagato valin hokbad. For certain that this is a very good practice to live by. In kol adam she oseh lo tovot. And with all people that do good things for you, to go on aviv bimor, like your mother and father, rabbo, your rabbi, chaverav, your friends, etc. Tahainu she yachin rishima, meaning that you should prepare a list. Shokol atovot she kibel mehem. of all the good things that you receive from them. Yodeh lahem al kol al kach b'chol pa'am. And you should thank them on this all the time. V'chen tov she'ibonen al ha'chabatzim ha'mesharatim oto. And also it's good to consider these things, and v'yaseh reshima shel kol hatovot sheyesh lo mehem, to make a list of all the good things that came out of it. V'kach yitragel b'midah hakarat hatov, and that this is the way that a person will accustom himself to the midah, the character trait of appreciation. V'ayidei zeh yimaleh b'simcha, and through this a person will be filled with joy. V'yitragel lirot et hachasadim, because he'll be accustomed to seeing the good, the kindnesses, b'mkom lirot rak et chasonot, instead of seeing just the lackings. V'yavoa yidei zeh le'emunah le'dveikut b'Hashem, and through this he'll also come to emunah and closeness to Hashem. Right? When we see all the good things Hashem is doing for us, particularly through our wife, and our wife is the messenger of both. She brings the messages that we don't want to hear, but she also brings all the good stuff too, a lot of it. So, as well as taking account and listening to the messages that aren't so pleasant to hear, so it's also good practice to be appreciative of all the good things, because that will bring us to appreciation not only of our wife, also to Hashem, because we'll see that all these good things that Hashem is doing for us that we really take for granted. Take for granted is a bit of a, I don't like that phrase, because take for granted kind of indicates that I know it exists and I'm ignoring it. Truth is, take for granted just means we just don't think about it. I'm not taking anything for granted. If you tell me and you show me, for sure I'm not going to take it for granted. I'm very appreciative, but I just need to be reminded of all these good things. And a person who is, it's a very good segula, a person who's not feeling so good, feeling a bit down, right? To write a list of all the good things in his life. And it's amazing how that can change us, make us feel so much better. Nothing's changed, right? But what I'm just focusing now on all the good things. Bring a person to emunah and closeness to Hashem. But first and foremost, he should do this with his wife. Right? Make this list about his wife's good things that she does. Because in regard to his wife, this is where he has the strongest Yetzirah, that shows to a husband only the lackings in his wife. Right? Big Yetzirah, that people, men, when they think about their wife, they don't think about all the good stuff that she's doing. They only, why the Yetzirah puts into our mind only all the difficulties, she's upset with me all the time, she's arguing with me, whatever it is. And as if that outweighs everything else. So what happened? So one night this week, for 10 minutes, my wife got very upset with me. So out of 24 hours, 7 days, once there was 10 minutes where she got upset with me. And what do I? And that's the only thing I can see. And everything else is now disappeared. All the good things she's been doing the whole week, cooking, cleaning, schlepping, looking after me, encouraging me, getting me up in the morning, getting me to go to yeshiva, all the good stuff in there, right? And the Yetzirah just puts in my head the one thing that that's normal. But the biggest Yetzirah is on that. So it's very good to, particularly if a husband is having difficulty appreciating his wife. And we do, right? It's not natural to love your wife, no matter what they tell you on TV, it's not. Right? You don't get married and automatically love your wife. you get married and you're automatically infatuated with your wife. So it's completely different. It's nothing to do with love, it's all to do with lust. Wonderful. However, when that wears off, then the man realizes, oh, I need to have a real relationship here now. Oh, what do I do? So now I need to work on it. So I need to actually convince myself, or let's put it this way, I need to convince the Yetzer Hara that I actually do love my wife. So I do. My neshama is very connected to her, but I'm so full of nonsense on the outside that I can't connect to my neshama. So a person needs to pray to Hashem that Hashem helps him love his wife. Hashem, help me love my wife. Help me see the good in my wife. Because it's not natural. It's not normal. Right? You can love a dog, because a dog is very nice and just does what you want, when you want it, how you want it. You're feeling it, licks you, and it smiles at you, jumps up and down when you come near it. Very happy. Wife doesn't do that. If she did, we'd probably love her more, right? Or we think we do. But she doesn't do that. So it's not natural, it's not automatic that I should suddenly feel without working on it. I need to pray on it, I need to ask Hashem for it, and then he'll give it to me. It has to come from Hashem, because if it's not from Hashem, then it's not real. If it's not from Hashem, it's coming from the other side, the physical side. So if I don't have a spiritual love, if you like, it's called spiritual, for my wife, which is the real stuff, then I've got a physical love for her. And a physical love is just like two cows in a field, right? They've also got a physical love for each other. Wonderful, right? But it's not real, it's physical. I want to transcend that physical attraction and get to a spiritual attraction, a closeness, a real love. And then that's not from the body. That's from the soul, from the neshama. That's from Hashem. And that's only going to come as a gift when Hashem gives it to me. I'm not yet. I don't have that inbuilt. There's no switch. I can't read a book and get that. It has to come from Hashem. So I need to pray on that. Hashem is the one who is going to make me love my wife. My wife loves me, by the way. They're not like us. Like, we're a bit tough. We've got different issues. Wife doesn't need to worry about that stuff. She loves you anyway, bizarrely. But it's true. Right? It's us that have the problem. She's upset with us because she loves us. Because she loves me, then she gets upset with me when I'm messing up. Because she loves me. She cares. She messes up. I don't care so much. I don't criticize her when she messes up. Why? Because I don't really care. What can I do? That's my nature. So I need to work on it. So it's something that I need to work on, and she doesn't need to work on it. It's already in her. She's connected to me from day one. That was it. But it's something that the husband needs to work on. So he needs to work on appreciating his wife, looking for the good points. Try and look always for the good points in your wife and ignore everything else. Look only on the good. And that way, Be'ezrat Hashem can come very close. And regarding your wife, this is the most appropriate for this work that we're talking about here. Ki ein adam oseh yoter tovot v'sheinim asher isha lebala. Because there's no person that does kindnesses for another person more than a wife does for her husband. Kamuvan sheyefshar lirshom et kol hatovot she'osim habal v'ishto echad im hasheni. Of course, it's impossible to write down all of the good things that a husband does through his wife and vice versa. Aval, al kol panim yirul lirshom et hatovot hayudim v'habotot. However, in any event, a person should try and write down all the good things which are apparent to him and which stand out. Yirul b'chol pa'am l'fateich et zeh. And it's appropriate to open, to review it. Ulhasif lerishima od v'od tovot. And to add to that list many good things. Right? Each person should be able to, I can only say this because I did it, right? Otherwise I can tell you to do this. But should sit down and write 100 good points about my wife. 100. In one sitting, don't move from the table until you've done 100. And when you've written 100 good points about your wife, give it to her. So. And it's good for you and it's good for her. Right? Because when a person does that, then he really sees himself. Because time you get the first 10 will be cooking, cleaning, washing, ironing, the obvious stuff. Then you've got to start cooking. Oh, and then, oh, yeah, I didn't think about it. Oh, and when you get to like 40, 50, 60, oh, wow. And then you started digging deep. So pulling out all these amazing things. I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah, she does that. And it's well worth it. Chashuv biyoter sheida habal et ishto shehu yodeh mehatavot sheoseh bishvilo. The most important thing is the husband needs to know that his wife is doing many good things for him. Ki kasher yisha wa'eh shabal mitbonen v'sham sam lev l'chol ma shehi oseh bishvilo. And when a wife sees that the husband pays attention to what she's doing for him, but who modela, and he thanks her, mashaber chota, and he praises her, halkach, on this. Zenoten la koach lichyot. This gives his wife strength to live. Kilu gives her life. Ulahamshich laasot ekol ma shehioseh, and to continue to do everything that she does. Right? Even one time, you just say, whatever she does, thank you for doing the washing up. She does it every day, 5 times a day, 25 times a day if you've got kids. Right? Washing up, non-stop. And you just say to your wife once, thank you for doing the washing up. She'll look at you a bit funny. Why? Well, not just that, I just appreciate the fact you do the washing up. Because if you've ever been at home alone, to do the washing up is not fun. Right? So,
you mean doing dishes, doing dishes, laundry?
Uh-huh. Yeah, just to do all that stuff. Just the basic stuff that she does every day. To actually say thank you on it. I mean, some people's husbands do, but in case you're like me, you're one of the husbands that sometimes forgets to say thank you for all that stuff. Even on stuff that she does, it doesn't have to be like a big thing that she did for you that you say thank you. You know, if she does something special, she cooked me my favorite dinner tonight. So I'll say thank you on that. But even on the stuff that she does like continuously without even thinking about it. Thank you for taking the kids to school today. She's very happy. Because she sees it, you notice. That's very meaningful for her. And it doesn't cost. It doesn't cost anything. You don't know what you just bought yourself with that. 3.5 seconds of thank you just bought you a million times more in what's going to come back. But then not 10 like, oh, we just said that. V'chen ba'alam v'atzechem b'neh. And so, and then two, the husband will find favor in her eyes. Ki adam kazeh shodeh lakir tova, because the husband who knows how to be appreciative, yesh mamash cheshek rak la'asot lo od ba'otavot. She will have strength to do for you more and more good. Kasher ba'al oseh hatargilim halu. When a husband does these practices, כמובן שאחר כך גם אם אישה עושה איזה טויות ויש לה איזה חסרונות יש לזה משקל אחר לגמרי. So what's he saying here? So one of the benefits of this is that when a person, if a husband does this list and he looks at seeing his wife's good points, then if it happens, and occasionally does, that a wife makes a mistake or she has some lackings, then he has a completely different weighing up
balance,
you get the point, whatever the word is in English, right? He has a completely different way of seeing it. Kilumat kol atavot sheoseh, because now against all of the good she's doing, as I im bekunuta zo he asta im bekunuta zo ozo he lo asta tov, if on one point or another she doesn't do something good, he almost doesn't feel it at all. And so too the husband will have patience for those lackings. And of course he'll be also full of love for his wife. And she will love him. And everything will begin from these exercises of showing appreciation. Amashanim la'adam et kol astoklotu al chayim, that will change the way a man sees his life. Right? Because before, the things that upset me upset me. So I just see another thing that's not good, and another thing. And I've got, and my frame of reference is very limited. It's limited to just seeing the bad, and I'm just adding another bad thing onto the scale of things that I don't like, things that really get on my nerves. Whereas if I'm seeing good all the time, so Tom said, the scale looks very different. The scale looks very heavily weighted down on all the good. Tom, so one time, she messed up. One time, Tom, don't even feel it. Makes my life much better. I'm very happy. I want to be happy with my wife, right? Every married couple wants to be happy, right? That's the plan. I'd be delighted to be very happy to have Shalom Bayit. Wonderful. How do I have Shalom Bayit? So now I'm seeing, I need to do a few things. And wonderful. Gan Eden. To live in Shalom Bayit, Gan Eden. Kashay Shamar Gisha Sipuk Mikoma Omana. When a wife feels content with her work that she does. Zenoten la e koach la voda kasher shela. It gives her strength to do more hard work. Ki ein yoter gavua miagashesh yadam amal v'lo makirim bazeh. Because there's nothing worse than the feeling that a person puts in effort and nobody recognizes it. V'lo marichim et amal shelo, and doesn't value the effort that he puts in. She'az be'ezeh shlav hum mafsik lamo. Ki omer lasmuk, because at some point he's going to stop. Ki omer lasmuk, because he's going to say to himself, mei lo mar mikirim bazeh. Because he's going to say to himself, it's obvious that nobody's recognizing the work I do. No one's valuing it. So why should I continue? Therefore, when a husband is ingrateful, and he doesn't pay attention to all the good things that his wife does for him, not only does she not have any strength to continue lasot kol tovot, to do all the good things for him, ela af gavua mizeh kore, rather even worse than this, he mitmaleet b'kas, she comes filled with anger against him, v'af b'sinat yokedet, and she can even hate him, right? Because she's struggling and working, nobody's paying me any attention, no one's realizing what I'm doing here, slaving away. And I don't get any, why should I continue? Just fair enough. If it was me doing it, it would be the same. It would be the same. I'm speaking to a friend of mine. And he told me, I said, how was your morning? And he said, I had a terrible row with my wife. I'm like, why? He said, I don't know. I came back. He was explaining why his wife had been out, and him and the kids had got the house ready and tidied everything up, so it was really nice for when she came home. And when she came home a bit late, and they had to go and see friends. And she didn't even have time to come in the house. She was like, come, I'm here. She like beeped from outside, and let's get in the car and go. And he got so upset that they spent the whole morning cleaning and tidying just so his wife would come in and see everything, right? And she hadn't even bothered to come in and see and appreciate and praise him for how wonderful a husband he is. And wait, right? So he missed out on all that. Right? So that happens, like, how often does that happen to us? Once in a blue moon. That's every single day for her. Every single day. Right? Baruch Hashem, la'at la'at. To be a good husband is a full-time job. And it's not easy, but what's our job? Our job is la'at la'at, to get a bit better each day. We're going to take a little bit of advice from here. We're going to add a little bit more to what we do. We're going to occasionally remember Bezrat Hashem to say thank you, to praise and appreciate our wife. And that we're going to get to a place where this becomes more part and part of our nature. And slowly, slowly, we're going to get to a very good place, inshallah. Amen.